ladies and gentlemen.
CKLW, the Motor City.
I'm Shannon. CKLW,
the Big Eight. We're Jerry Zula of Southgate. Won $100 in CKLW cash for a successful Mission Impossible assignment. Tighten it up, babe.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Richards.
CKLW, the Motor City.
9 o'clock at the Big Eight. Hello there. Ed Mitchell at CKLW.
Jim Edwards, CKLW.
The Big Eight, where Dick works. It's 20 minutes before 6. This is Don Patrick, CKLW 2020 News. Our Detroit Tigers are baseball's world champions, and Mickey Lolich is the hero of the day. The Tigers...
CKLW weather.
Just ahead of much more music and... This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News.
CKLW, where you can cast out the devil and possess a $500 bill all weekend long. 7 o'clock in Windsor, 8 o'clock in Detroit with Cosmic Bob Moose.
CKLW, Barry White, he's heavy, ain't he? He can turn on a dead woman.
CKLW, Johnny Williams and Solid Gold and Marvin and Tammy, one of my all-time favorite songs. I hope it's one of yours.
Press called Your Precious Love. I'd do anything. I'd even walk on Woodward Avenue, man, after midnight. That's saying something.
CKLW with Teddy Bear Richards. And the way I got the name Bear, if you're wondering, is I wear no clothes.
CKLW 1256, 156 in Detroit. This is the holiday.
CKLW.
Radio Revolution. The rise and fall of the Big Eight.
Let's say it. The Big Eight.
CKLW.
North America is number one. And we all talk like that, and we didn't have to. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. It's a very special night. 7:03 in Windsor, 8:03 in Detroit. You said we were going to do that. CKLW Radio, this year celebrating birthday number 70, so I guess it's a little bit of a bash. Going back to 1932, was all over the dial.
I wasn't there then, Charlie.
5:40. Tommy, you weren't there. You can see how it's going to go already. I'm Charlie O'Brien. Welcome to this very special Big 8 CKLW reunion. We're back, actually, in the Big 8, 1640 OLED Avenue, and it's going to be fun tonight. 50,000 watts pumping out four provinces, 28 states, the memories, the voices, the legends. They're here. They're all here. The music.
Where? Oh,
2020 news.
Yeah, we are.
The jingles. It's going to return for 3 hours tonight, and we hope you can sit around and recapture that with us. We're going to flash back to the middle 60s when the Big Eight started. It was a crazy time in Windsor and Detroit. We had all kinds of things going on. We had the Vietnam War. Tigers were out there winning the World Series. People were growing up, getting out of high school, going off and fighting wars. And the Big Eight was there in all of it. And we kind of grew up with it. And a lot of folks from Ohio and Indiana, Ontario, Michigan, you know, what a crazy time. So welcome. I'm going to kind of sit back as we got some great voices coming in tonight, some fabulous guys.
When did they get here?
When did they get here? They get here at any moment.
This is Giant Radio, CKLW, AM and FM, in Windsor, Ontario.
It's 5 o'clock, world from the Bogues. It's 10 o'clock in the Motor City. CK 2020 News in 20 minutes. See in 60 seconds on the Robert Seymour Show with a little bit of Roy Head.
2020 Weather Watch. CK Weather Control, take it.
2020 weather word, chilly. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Not as cold tonight, low 30. A little warmer tomorrow, high 47. Mostly cloudy, not much change in temperatures tomorrow night and Friday.
Back we go on record row, 8-0. Here's Roy Hinn.
Turning back the clock to a different era of radio, but at the same position on the dial, AM 800. Tonight's Big 8 reunion is made possible with the help of Walkerville Brewery, Healy Island Winery, the Holiday Inn Select on Huron Church, and J.D. Pranksters. More of the Big 8 reunion on CKLW. Remember this?
The Guardsmen of Detroit, the left-hand side, and the sole survivors. Fort Huron Wednesday night. Billy Mack at the Fort Huron Dome with the Morticians and the Underground. Mount Clemens Wednesday night. Johnny Morgan at the American Legion Hall, 43301 Grosbeck Highway, with the Live 5, the Poor Men's Pride, the Radicals, the Mike Rains Unlimited, 8:30 till 11:30. Ann Arbor Friday night. Billy Mack at the Fifth Dimension in Ann Arbor with the fabulous Piper's Bazaar with their hit recording of Feeling Groovy. Friday night, Dave Schaefer at Notre Dame High School with live bands. Kelly at 8 Mile, 8 till 11. Windsor Friday night. Johnny Morgan at the Club Safari, 1340 Tecumseh Road East, 8:30 till 11, with the London Mist. The CKLW Fun Jocks are on the move.
CKLW Fun Jocks.
Oh, they're right here. They moved right in, and we're going to get right to them at 7:09 in Windsor. We're going to do that. We're going to do that all night.
Not available in Ontario.
Not available in Ontario. Let's bring them on, Ted the Bear Richards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brother Bill Gable.
And it's good to see Ted's wearing clothes these days.
Yeah.
I got clothes.
Mike, everybody had
the
a nickname,
killer.
Right? Mike the Killer Kelly.
There we go.
I got stuck with the kid
Michael
a little bit, too.
Yeah. The kid.
Hey, so
Scott Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
What am I doing here?
It's Miller time.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, boy.
Tommy Shannon.
Yeah.
Don't do my nickname, whatever it is.
I know.
And Joe Evans is here tonight. Hi, Joey.
And I'm the only one without a mic here.
Joe, you and I are very cozy. It's okay.
We're going to do it a little bit like a round table, I guess. Everybody here, we all know each other. We all work together. Tommy, I think you and I have been here three times, at least.
It's been, it was three times. Am I back again? I don't know.
Yeah, so tonight would be four, Tom.
Four tonight.
Yeah, he just set a record. It's great to have you guys here. This is, we're just going to go. So thank you for coming in. Teddy from Denver and Bill from Toronto. Mike from California, Scotty from Florida, Tommy, you're in Buffalo, Joey, you're in Winnipeg.
Joey's in Winnipeg.
But it's the Big 8, those days that you were here. Why was it so big, Billy? I mean, you were here during some great days.
Yeah, well, I grew up just outside of Philadelphia, and all the kids in high school who had a car or borrowed their parents' car, one of the buttons would be CKLW, because after sunset, it was just like a local station. You get it every night, crystal clear. And, you know, when I decided I wanted to be a disc jockey in my late teens and to eventually get a job here, that was, I guess, my biggest thrill of my career.
And, Mike, you were in high school, too. You were on the East Coast.
I was booming into New Jersey. Well, oddly enough, it was outside Philadelphia as well, where I spent my high school years. But I guess the biggest selling point to me when I knew I wanted to work here, I was down at the Jersey Shore. It's a Sunday morning at about 6 a.m. God Squad is on every single radio station except CKLW. Hank O'Brien is pumping out the hits on a Sunday morning, and I said, I got to work there. If this station is so cool that they're actually playing music on a Sunday morning when nobody else is, this has to be the coolest station in the world.
Fabulous. Scotty, you and I and Joe, you came in the 70s, later 70s. This place was like up there. It was because we had already heard like Bill and Teddy and Mike. Right.
My first memory of CK is I read about it in the Star Weekly because I grew up in Toronto, so you couldn't get it because it was a 790 in Toronto. So I read about it. I was like, wow, what's this big, powerful station? They're writing this article on Eddie Rogers and, you know, what is this? But when I started a radio up in Northern Ontario, so you could get the station like a local.
Yeah.
So I listened to Bill and Teddy and everybody else like it was like a local, like I was right here.
Absolutely.
So what a great influence.
Yeah. And Teddy, you were here honking.
Yeah.
Honking out.
Yeah. Coming from Jacksonville, Florida, it was the Big 8.
Now, I wonder how that came
which
about.
Which was also 50,000 watts.
Yay.
And I was on the air. I've been trying to work for a Bill Drake station for, you know, a couple of years. And I would send out the tape and the resume and, you know, what we
been through when we do that. Hey, send me another tape in 6 months. Anyway, I sent one. CKLW
we'll
had an
keep
opening.
Keep you on file.
Round file.
Thanks for thinking of us.
Right.
Anyway, CKLW had a position for a part-time guy. And I just scribble it out, just something on a sheet of paper like
crayon.
This, scribble
I think
out,
it
said,
was
no,
toilet
I'm not
paper.
Interested.
Right.
Not interested. It was bad. It was in my handwriting, and the hitline girls will know it was terrible. So anyway, I scribble it out. I'm not interested in part time, but if you have something full time opening at CKLW, I'd like to be considered. Thank you very much, Ted DeBear. Sent him 3 minutes, and then I was on the air one day in Jacksonville. The request line rang. I said hello, WAPE Jacksonville, and he said, "Hi, this is Alden Deal, the program director of CKLW. I've been in town listening to your show for 2 hours now." And I said, "Oh, really?" He said, "Yes. How would you like to come work for me?" I said,
"Oh, man.
I'll give my notice today. I'll be there in 2 weeks."
And, I don't like
so
eat.
Long. Yeah.
Oh, Tommy, we're so happy to have you here because you were here when the transition. Now, if a lot of listeners may not know who Bill Drake is, he's the consultant that CKLW in the 60s was a big station with Bud Davies and Joe Vanna.
Ronnie Knowles was here.
Yeah, Ronnie Knowles. And it was kind of a variety station.
Radio 8-0.
Radio 8-0. And then it was CK Country and the Giant just before the Big 8 in 67. And you and Dave Schaefer were the only two holdouts from...
Right.
From that time. Tell everybody what that was like.
Well, it was strange because, again, the station was doing well. It was owned, I think, partly by RKO General, a General Tire and Rubber Company in the States. And then the Canadian law came in which said you can only own 10% or whatever. And I'm not going to get into all the politics, but when they switched it
good.
Over. Yeah. Who said that? And I apologize for my voice. I did a job before I got here today and back in Buffalo, and I'm losing.
Was it a record hop?
No. The Shannon Caravan is going to Surfside 3. We're going. Well, no, but anyway, so Dave and I were the only two, and I'll never forget the day Paul Drew called us in, and Bud
Paul Drew was the program director.
Ruled
with an iron hand, didn't he?
Oh, he was Adolf. We'll get into all of that, but again, Paul Drew was used to have the legendary earpiece in his ear and monitor.
With the transistor radio at all times.
Yes, he would be in the shower. He would call you.
You played 27 of 30 in a row.
After he did that too many times. After he did that, you remember that. Scotty remember. Yeah. But to make a long story short, Dave and I were the only two. And when they came into the that little, I don't even know when this, it was the old building. We're on Riverside Drive.
Yeah.
What
Riverside
am I talking
Drive.
About? Am I
that
old?
Third.
No.
Yes, you are, Tom.
No.
Who was here? Mike,
add
you,
three.
No, that was the second. No, you. I was thinking he was here back with me, but am I the elder statesman?
You are.
Oh,
we
not
defer,
by much,
we
Tommy.
We defer to you.
A couple of months, that's all?
I thought the sun set or something.
The sun never sets on the Shannon Empire.
Anyway, Dave and I were the two that they held over, and we were so, they said, "We're not going to do Bearskin Rug, we're not going to do," I did a couple of special things. I used to do something about the cellar, down in the cellar, and go get oldies, and it was fun. You had to be creative. You had 5 hours, and nobody really directed you very much. It wasn't tight at all.
Let's hear some of Tommy Shannon.
Oh, no, you don't have that.
Yes, we do.
Clock at the Big 8. This is Tom Shannon. Favorite of the Beatles, Mary Hopkin. Goodbye, goodbye, my love. Hit that at 7:06 with Tom Shannon on CKLW.
CKLW.
I'm open most any time because it's my thing and I can do what I want. So I can do whoever, right?
Right.
Thanks for telling me, Ashley Brothers. At 8:30.
Tom Shannon, CKLW.
The Big 8, where Jerry Zula of Southgate won $100 in CKLW cash for a successful Mission Impossible assignment. Tighten it up, baby. All right, all right. Take back it right up to the top. Number 4 from the brand new Big 30, Barachi Bell and the Drells. Thank you, Lee Corson, Royal Oak, and Windsor for your hit line request. It's 852 CKLW.
CKLW.
You know what? I should turn the mic on. Don't you
how
do that
for
me?
Radio, Charlie?
You know, and you've been in the business how long now?
I think they do that for you.
Does the Chum Group offer remedial training?
We got to say hi to Joe Evans. Joe and I worked together in Ottawa.
Oh, wow.
At a station that was owned at the time by the same folks that owned CKLW.
That's right. And I got to thank you, Charlie, for laying the groundwork for getting me here because we were both together at CFGO and they used to fly Charlie in for the weekend, and I thought, Well, that's a good
deal. That's a good deal.
Yeah. You know, how do I get a piece of that? So,
right.
So I remember sending a tape to Bill Gable, and I got an envelope back with a page from Bill's notepad. It said,
from the desk of Bill
Joe,
Gable.
Joe, got your tape. Thanks for the tape. We'll keep you in mind, Bill. And I thought,
going to go just like that, Bill?
I'm not going to get the gig here, you know. So I showed it to my wife. I said, look at this. She said, forget it. So
The Brother Bill persona? He said, Brother Bill. I love that. I hear that all the time.
No, it was just Bill. There was a transition period. But then a week later, he calls, and I'd like to see you down here, Joe.
Billy's got you down pat. Man.
Does he?
Oh,
that's scary. So I follow Charlie down here, but he laid the groundwork for sure.
718. We got to do a time check. Oh, okay. AM 800 CKW. It's
Super Max, Brother Bill Gable, Johnny Williams, Ted Richards, Mike Kelly, Gary Burbank, Bob Moody, Pat Holliday, CKLW.
CKLW, the Big A, with Teddy the Truckin' Bear, spreading out in the nighttime, baby. Remember when we used to say, get your motor running? Now it's get your modem running, right? Get
that.
Hey, John K. stepping up on the Big A.
Get your motor running.
Wow.
Head on the highway.
Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Fire all of the guns and punks and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Fire all of the guns and punks and exploding for space.
Radio, you don't have to hide under your pillow. The Big A reunion continues on
CKLW Radio Reunion.
Dave Schaefer, Radio 8, CKLW.
We have a quickie quiz call this hour, and it's worth a lot of money, so listen.
CKLW.
24 hours a day, the giant four of the Motor Cities, and this is Davey Schaefer. We are here until 7 o'clock this evening.
Back by your request. This is another CK Sound Spectacular, featuring the Golden Giants from the past 10 years.
Well, that's one thing. Blame it on the Bossa Nova. That's from 1963. E-Dig Gourmet, 28 minutes after 4 of the time on Giant CKLW during Sound Spectacular Day. 84 degrees and pleasant is the weather.
Radio 8 CKLW.
And that was our very good friend, Face.
Face.
Dave Schaefer, who's down in Florida right now. And we got to say, that was Ted Richards going live into that break. Teddy, that was, you hit the phone.
Sensational.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. Oh, yes,
Thank you. We're playing all these air checks. And,
give him a dollar.
That was Brother Bill Gable, I got to thank you, too, because just like Joe, you brought me down here. You were the acting program. Yeah, what a mistake. You're the acting program director for I think Herb McCord was the boss. And I think Pat Holliday was getting married, and so everyone was going to the wedding. They had no one to work, so you call me down, I think, for two shows or something on a weekend.
From CFGO.
CFGO in Ottawa.
You did a terrific job, Charlie.
You're a pal.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I did. You're in Toronto right now. You've had some great years. You're CHFI FM 98 in Toronto.
All right, 98.1.
Doing afternoon drive there. But you were doing afternoon drive here through some busy times.
Ooh.
I mean, that was a big shift. Afternoon drive. Would you do 2 to 6? Most of the time.
When I originally came, I was late 71, early 72. Started on the all night show in the old building on Riverside Drive, and then we moved here shortly thereafter, just a matter of months.
Yeah.
And did 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. and then they had an afternoon opening. So I think I ended up doing afternoons for the last 7 years I was here.
Brother Bill Gable, CKLW.
I'm Jack Butch. It's still a mystery. Cool it. Patch his way in. Nolan, here's Nolan. Hi. We'll see you tomorrow at 3:00 Rock. Bye.
Bob Moody, CKLW.
CKLW, congratulating Loretta Chaffron of Lincoln Park and Paving the
Peggy Papkin, Benny and the Jets, Peggy Papkin of Detroit, 7 o'clock in Windsor, 8 o'clock in Detroit with Cosmic Bob Moody.
Johnny Williams, CKLW.
Johnny Williams in Solid Gold and Marvin and Tammy, one of my all-time favorite songs. I hope it's one of yours. Called Your Precious Love. I'd do anything. I'd even walk on Woodward Avenue, man, after midnight. That's saying something.
CKLW.
And it's Johnny Williams. Johnny was here with us last night, and it's kind of a two-day affair.
Sounds just like me, doesn't he, on the air? I
mean, yeah. Full of energy, all jazzed up.
Oh, yeah, great deep voice like I've got. Holy, I got a cold.
It's the Big 8 reunion on AM 800 CKLW. I'm Charlie O'Brien. We're joined with some legends from the great Big 8 days. Why we're here, there's a film being done, a documentary being done for the History TV channel in Canada, and we'll talk a little bit later on in the hour to later on in the show to Michael Mack and some of the crew from Markham Films who brought everybody in, and everyone's got their little bit of their film done, and it's going to be a one-hour documentary next spring.
Wow.
In
it'll
Canada,
be great.
So hopefully that'll get distribution all across the states and everything else. We've got a phone call on a headline somewhere in a car on a cell phone between Houston and Dallas.
Yeah, but what I want to know is where are the headline girls?
Oh, they're all here.
Steve Walker's
Steve
team.
Hunter. Walker's.
He was better than I was anyway. This is scary. What can I say?
Oh, it's Gary Burbank. It's Garrett. How are you?
Bill Gable, Steve Hunter. How you
it's
doing,
Steve
guys?
Hunter.
Oh, man, he sounded just like
Gary,
too.
Well, you guys got the deep voices. That's what
that's
they
right.
Say.
7 o'clock at the beginning, 6 o'clock at the end of a solid good weekend with Steve Hunter and rock and roll, that kind of thing.
Steve, didn't you do the Detroit Dragway spots for quite a while?
I did the Detroit Dragway spots. Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, the same studio did the Dragway spots all over the U.S. So I would, you know, I'd be wandering around in Phoenix and somebody says, God, your voice sounds familiar to me. Oh, well.
Where are you right now, Steve, and where are you going?
Well, right now, I'm actually midway between Houston and Dallas. I'm on the way to the Texas State Fair for no rational reason at all.
I thought maybe you had Texans tickets.
Absolutely could not possibly miss this tonight. By the way, once in a while, you guys come blasting in down here still in Texas. And so I was kind of disappointedly tuning across the dial tonight, hoping that the Big 8 was going to slip in here on AM, but didn't happen.
Now, when did you work at the Big 8? What was your shift?
I was there from 69 through early 73, did 6 to 9 p.m. evenings. Was there the night that they tried to blow up the station or blow down the tower on top of us, a group of Quebecois separatists who decided they really didn't like the Big 8.
Now, that was the Riverside Drive
That was the old Riverside, the big old tube, the huge tube antenna that stuck up, what was it, 20 stories or whatever it was above us.
The TV tower. That wasn't even the radio station tower.
That's exactly right. Oh. Yeah, it was the TV tower they were trying to take.
Somebody cut a guy wire.
It was a gee wire, I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who likes that stuff. Steve, so the tower falling on your head, besides that, what other great memories did you have working here in Windsor and Detroit and rocking out the hits to so many folks?
Of course, it was fantastic. I don't know anybody. I went off ran stations as a program director and had a lot of fun in a lot of cities, but I don't think any place. Anybody have to be crazy to say any place with more fun than the Big 8. I think, you know, you look back at what were peak moments, and for me, there's no question the Big 8 was it. It was fun. It was great. We had absolutely, I mean, if there's one thing I could say today or one person I could say thank you to, would be Rosalie Trombley, because I don't think I had, at the time, of course, unlike anybody else at the station, I had an ego. Ooh! I was probably pretty unlivable with it at that point, as a matter of fact, which is true of a lot of people in radio. Who,
you know, Rosalie still mentions that to this day.
I actually thought it was me, and I didn't understand that it was this genius sitting down the hallway picking this incredible music and making this station really hum. And it was great. It really was.
Fabulous. Stephen, thank you. Drive carefully. Make sure it's your
Above
and beyond all else.
You got them all memorized.
Great night. I will be looking for, I'm assuming we're going to hopefully have a tape or something. It's going to be available at some
point.
Yeah,
we're taking orders right now. What is it,
$29.95? Where are the headline girls? Good night, guys. Have a great night.
Hey, Steve, say hi to Big Tex when you get there.
I will do so.
All righty. Thank you, Steve Hunter.
Gentlemen. See you. Bye.
Wow. All right. How do I get rid of that? There we go.
Wait a minute. What did you mean by that? No, he replaced me. As a matter of fact, when I left, I went over to XYZ.
You've done a traveling up and down the highway.
Like, yeah, which time? But,
yeah. Between here in Buffalo and...
I was in Tennessee. I was in Denver. And of course, in the city, yeah. Channel 7, yeah.
Now, Tommy,
America's guest, Tom Shannon.
Yeah. Did you get what I got when we all know locally.
I don't know.
Detroit and Windsor. Oh. But when you get out to other markets, CK's got a big name in and out of radio.
Do you know something? I still, in Buffalo, now, admittedly, we're not exactly talking about Palo Alto, California, but in Buffalo. Which,
we're not?
No. Well, maybe we are. No, but I'm talking about the kind of people I hear from, and they're from all over, from Canada, from the U.S., that find on the website our station, which is...
And you're working at...
Oldies 104.1. Okay. To be differentiated.
That seems like a common name. I don't know where they got that.
Well, I don't know why they're all on 104. I don't know what that is. We're hoping that the other day.
You know what a coincidence? They're all playing those oldies.
That's because we are, Billy. but I hear from people all over the place, and the reference, the common reference. Now, again, remember, I worked for another giant before even CKLW, which was WKBW, which got out into...
Sure.
It was only 17 states and two provinces, but you know, wasn't quite as big here. And then the next step up, what I guess would have been WLS in Chicago. I mean, as far as big rock operations.
Yeah. KB was enormous.
And KB was enormous, depending on where you grew up.
CFL in Chicago was pretty big as well.
Well, it was, no question.
Yeah, there weren't that many radio stations fighting for listeners and fighting for,
the only other one was WABC, far as I was
77,
concerned.
Yeah.
There were four of them.
You had four TV stations to watch in the average city a handful of radio stations.
But if you grew up in this core area, daytime and the rest of the world, nighttime, but if you grew up in Toledo, in... London, in
Cleveland.
Absolutely. And then there's four or five others. Sorry, I sound like I'm getting really sexy throat here. But you had to know this place. I mean, there's no way you could avoid it. I mean, if you stop somebody on the street and said, you grew up where? And they said, Grand Rapids, I don't know, wherever, but somewhere in this area. And you said, you remember CKLW? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and they'd sing the jingle. Everybody could sing.
CKLW. Oh, yeah.
7:30. Look at that time check. Anyway, it's the Big A reunion on AM 800 CKLW. I'm Charlie O'Brien. It's a pleasure to have these fabulous guys with us. Ted Richards is in.
Ted the Bear.
Brother Bill Gable. Hello. Mike Kelly, Scott Miller, Tom Shannon, Joe Evans is with us, and Steve Hunter's called in as we keep on going here till 10 o'clock tonight. So we're not
it's
going
to be great.
Yet, so thank you guys for coming. What else, Teddy? What about what else can you remember about living? You lived here a long time. You and your wife. You've gone off to Denver, but your time here
almost 13 years.
Yeah, long
from
time.
From March of 1972 through when they switched, in January of 1985 to the Music of Your Life or the big band stuff, they kind of gave us the option to stay or go, and I really didn't know a whole lot about Skitch Henderson. I hit the road again, but it was great, being a part of the Big Eight ambiance, that the attitude of all the people
It was high energy. You didn't mess around when you got here. A lot was expected of you on the air, right, Mike? You had to perform every day.
I was intimidated as H-E-L-L when I got here, actually. I just turned 20 years old. I've heard these legendary jocks for quite a while, and I was a little freaked out, I guess, to say the least. But everybody on the staff took me under their wing until I got enough confidence to feel like I belonged. And as Steve was kind of mentioning in the phone call, this is by far the most fun job I ever had in my life. And I won't say this place meant anything to me, but in my wallet to this day is my CKLW identification card, which is now 30 years old or so.
Wow. Now, Johnny Williams helped me a lot when I got here, but I gave him $75 a week. And
Just kidding, Johnny.
Which he spent on Faygo, by the
way. Or coffee.
Coffee.
He used to have 18 cups of coffee.
coffee.
Only an hour. Was. Oh. He only drank half a cup.
Yeah, yeah.
He spilled the other half.
You know what? A machine.
Hang on, I got to tell you a story. Johnny Williams.
Scott Miller. Let me do a quick one and tell you. I always thought the coffee made his voice deeper, so I kept drinking it. Go ahead.
Look what's happened to you.
Lost his voice.
Johnny, I've been saying that Johnny always told you that. He would always come up to me in the hallway, don't go anywhere, I got to tell you a story, and he'd take off.
Johnny was here
and he did it tonight.
He took off. Actually, he went to see his dad. He's in the area. Johnny's working in Washington, this whole new
XM satellite.
We don't say that, though. I don't think we say that, but that's what he's doing. He's having. I think there's a corporate memo on that there somewhere. Yeah. Anyway,
Johnny gave me a speech when I got here saying, save your DJ dollars.
That's right.
Yeah. Who did that? Johnny Williams. I mean, who saved? I didn't save, but he gave me the speech.
Good advice. By the way, I just wanted to point out to Mike that CKLW ID card. That won't get you back across the border.
Okay, then. Well, maybe they'll take the ring off the center of my steering wheel like they always did whenever I went across.
And that was a totally different time, going back and across the border, living in Windsor, working here, crossing back over to Detroit. It's different than
they used
now.
To profile DJs. Time.
Yeah, profile DJs, especially with shoulder-length hair. You know, I don't know what the problem was.
Right. Pull over. Right here. Right here. Where do you work?
The Big 8.
Oh, right here. Pull over.
Maybe you should touch on the fact that the size of the
staff.
It's
your hour. Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to mumble it out here, but I'm thinking between the American jocks, Canadian jocks, and the people didn't know where it was. Because if you remember correctly...
Well, we never said it, did we?
You always said the Big 8, exactly, and CKLW, but people didn't know the designation was C for Canada, as opposed to K for the West Coast of the U.S., and W for the East Coast.
LW stood for London Windsor, which was the area that first got licensed for back in the 30s, which didn't mean much... When you go to as far as Florida and thank God we never
had to do farm reports. Thanks for this. We're doing one this hour.
Where are you boys coming from? Where is that station? I want to know where that station is.
Well, we had a great staff. I mean, we were the jocks. You guys were on the air, but we had some fabulous folks backing us up. What do we have? Like 120, 130.
Well, it was over 100.
It was over 100. Somewhere there. I think we had, at one time, just 23 people, just 23, in the newsroom alone.
Right.
But
right.
the newsman will be on a little later.
On a music station.
Right.
Have you got an air check? Well, why don't we hear one?
It's 10:17 with Frank Brody for the Motor Cities until 1 o'clock. Big Jim Edwards time. Mr. John Hart Cash. Just spit it out there, young fella.
Love.
Miss Springfield, Windmills of Your Mind, the Academy Award winner on the Frank Brody Show. Good morning to you. It's 10:25 in the Motor City. I'm going to have to practice that, I can see. Detroit. I think I got it. These are the emotions hit by So I Can Love You. Golden. Got the sound of the Doors. Hey, listen, what are you doing this afternoon? Want to go out and get married? Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
CKLW, the Motor City.
10:31 in Windsor, 9:31 in Detroit. This is Frank Brody.
CKLW.
And the double time checks. Did that drive you crazy? Who did them? Billy, did you double time checks?
Yeah, we had to do those, yeah.
Sure.
And then the double temperatures. Because we needed to do
Celsius, what do we call it? Fahrenheit and centigrade.
Centigrade.
And the time checks were because Ontario went to daylight saving time, Michigan didn't for a while, and then...
Yeah. And the Yanks are still doing the regular stuff. We don't do centimeters, and
you don't have Celsius in Buffalo.
No, you got any
radio stations down there?
Yeah,
they don't even talk about Fahrenheit in Buffalo, especially in the winter.
We had 7 foot last year. 7 foot. That's why we didn't do it in meters.
It's all
or
feet. Just convert that snowfall to meters. It sounds better.
What is it? 8,500
No, you say 20 to 36 inch snowfall. Well, we only got a meter of snow today, folks.
That's right. Coming up a little bit later on in the show tonight, we're going to get to 2020 news, of course. Some of those guys are coming in. We'll also talk to Rosalie Tremblay. It was the music we played.
She never made a mistake.
We're lucky to have her here tonight. And some of the other... Ed Buterbaugh is going to be in.
My wife will be in later.
Is she coming in? She was one of the hitline girls?
Yeah, I married her.
Oh, is that... Okay.
That's
you didn't
right.
know that,
That's
did
right.
you?
I forgot about
all,
that.
They all married, yeah.
Her dad's listening over there on Lozon Road.
Mike and he's I oiling tried. His shotgun right. while he listens.
Mike and I tried to marry one, but we didn't know.
There we go.
Well, what's her name? Never mind, never mind.
Oh. Tommy, how you doing in Buffalo? You liking it there?
I do like it. It's my hometown. Most people thought I was from here, and because I was here long enough, I think in the three or four consecutive times I was here. I don't know, a total of about 20 years, but Buffalo's my home. Grew up there. I was doing, at last report, Shopping Network Television. I think you knew that, and Billy yeah. knows that.
Yeah. I knew that.
And Scotty
did
knew
you
that.
Buy anything? I but, didn't know that.
But I used to sell, I used to sell you know, jewelry and things like that across the country, across the U.S. anyway. And it's still there. It's home, Shop at Home, it's called, out of Tennessee. And they called me and said, would you like to come back? And I'm, you know, I'm getting long in the tooth now. I'm thinking to myself, you know, at this stage of my life, do I have a job here for a long time? Yeah, maybe. But they said, come back to Buffalo, do afternoon drive. We'd love to have you play the songs that you played the first time around, or maybe the second or third. And we'll pay you such and such, and we'll and give you a contract. And I said, if you make it long-term, meaning more than 6 months or a year.
Yeah.
I even worked for ABC at one point. I worked for WXYZ, and their contracts were 13 weeks. And if anybody had ever worked for, it was just that way for 13 weeks, and they would renew it every 13 weeks, plus they'd give you $1,500 more if you lasted through that 13 weeks.
If only you could get your landlord to lease you every 13 weeks.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah, because your house never gelled together. But
like one of the PDs we work for used to say, especially if you're in a little bit of hot water, don't take your furniture off the casters, because you may be moving sooner than you think.
Keep the heavy stuff by the front door.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. But Buffalo's been real good to me. And I figure another year or two, and maybe I can...
You're going to hang them up, Tommy?
Sounds like...
The sun is going to set on the Shannon Empire.
Yeah, exactly. I can't say anymore.
It's the Big 8 reunion on AM 800 CKLW. We're just excited to be here. We're so proud that these folks are here. We're honoring the Big 8, the golden glory days. Joe Evans, Tommy Shannon. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Scott Miller, Mike Kelly, Brother Bill Gable, and Ted Richards.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. We're going to actually do another live break, ladies and gentlemen. Live radio, Brother Bill Gable.
Uh-oh.
C-K-L-W. Oh, yeah. This is what football players are doing, rapping this, Scott?
Len Barney,
all right. Brother Bill Gable, baby, on the Big 8. We going uptown, downtown, crosstown, asking all of Motortown to please sit down and dig, if you will. Marvin, and what's going on, baby?
Turning back the clock to a different era of radio, but at the same position on the dial, AM 800. Tonight's Big 8 reunion is made possible with the help of Walkerville Brewery, Pelee Island Winery, the Holiday Inn Select on Huron Church, and J.D. Pranksters. More of the Big 8 reunion on CKLW. Remember this?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ed Mitchell.
CKLW.
CKLW.
The Big 8, where Dick Brink of Ann Arbor shattered the secret of the black box and copped the contents, 500 $2 bills in a bread box. Here it is, the son of Hickory Holler's Tramp, with O.C. Smith.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Regan.
CKLW, the Motor City.
9 o'clock at the Big 8. Hope you had a good weekend there. I played some basketball this weekend. I used to be a great athlete, actually. Had a big chest, high stomach. But that's all behind me now.
CKLW.
Yo,
here with Steve Hunter on the Big 8, where we're pumping out all the heavies. Or is it pumpkin out all the heavies? I don't know. Here's Neil Diamond. Holly Holy, song number 24.
CKLW.
Yeah, Steve Hunter back in there. Man, good. Scotty Regan, who had a good spell with you in the early days and in the late 60s, Tommy Shannon. Scott Jim Edwards, your boss right now. Scott Miller.
Hi, boss.
Hey, you know what would be fun to do? Catch up with, just like you're doing, Charlie, but talk about what Jim's doing today and Scotty Regan. And
we can't tell all stories.
But some of the guys, like Keith Radford is our Channel 7 anchor in Buffalo, and he, of course, was our news director and newsman. And I remember him to give you the truth when he was a little kid at the back door.
Wow, is that
he tells me that story.
Did you give him any candy or what? Let's go to the phones. We've got a guy that was working in the market across the street from the Big 8, and later, yes, he did come over. It's Dick Purton.
Hello, Charlie.
Dick, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dick. Hey.
Good to talk to you all. Great listening to you,
Great
too.
To have you on with us. You're working mornings, of course, at WOMC. We can say that. And you know everybody in the room, Teddy Bear and Bill Gable and Scott Miller and Mike Kelly and Tommy Shannon's here and Joe Evans as well.
Absolutely. I know them all.
Good to have you on. Now, you were across the street working at Keener and also at XYZ at the time in the latter 60s.
Right.
Watching what was happening at the Big 8. What was going on in your mind when you guys were jocking at the other stations?
We were being destroyed by the Big 8 at Keener, and Mike Joseph, the guy who put Keener on the air, they brought him back in, and they said, Mike told us on a Sunday night at 10 o'clock that starting Monday morning, we were going to go to very tight format, 10 seconds talking, no more in and no more out of records. And that was the morning show, too, which, of course, I was doing. So the next morning I went there, and I just continued doing the show as I'd always done it. And he called me in at 10 o'clock. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to let you go if you don't do it. And I said, well, that's your decision, Mike. So Tuesday I did the show the same. Then Wednesday I got called in again. And then Friday finally was the big so-called come-to-Jesus meeting. And the old man told me if I didn't do what Mike told me to do, he was going to ruin me in the business and I'd never work again. And I stood up and I said, well, you mean this guy can actually control my future? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, you know, I'm going to take a chance on that. So I started to walk out the door, and the old man called me back in, and he said, Walter Patterson was his name. He said, okay, Dick, I'll tell you what, from here on in, 6 to 9 in the morning is you do what you want to do, and then Mike at your station from 9 until 6 the next morning. And I did it that way for about, I don't know, 6 more months or something before I finally quit and went to Baltimore, which, of course, lasted 5 weeks. But that's really cool. Yep, I was too wild for the town, they said.
Oh, boy.
Well,
It hurt Keener. It killed Keener and hurt XYZ, too.
Well, it's quite a bad knock. XYZ went away from rock and roll at the time, did they not, and kind of left it for the Big 8 and Keener to kind of battle that out?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. When they hired Martin Howard over at XYZ, isn't that when they changed the format, or am I wrong about that? Maybe it was Mark Avery.
They went to a softer
a little
show.
Softer sound.
M.A. Yeah. and the A.M.
Hey, yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what happened when I went to CK. They softened the sound. And I don't know, Bill would remember. Did you guys soften the sound before I got there or after? I mean, or when I got there, Bill?
We started just before you got here because anticipation of your bringing your huge adult audience with you, Dick. We were about to shed our teen audience. And I guess we became maybe the world's first hot AC, as they call them, a hot adult contemporary station when Dick came aboard.
Dick, talk about this is Tom Shannon. Talk about, what was that thing you told me, the story about news talk, music talk? What was the thing that, you remember that period
rock
of time?
And talk.
Rock and talk. Oh, yes.
Now, don't laugh.
It was rock and talk, and I'll never forget the meeting in which Chuck Camaro, the general manager, announced we're going to be rock and talk. And actually, the same meeting, he announced that... we'd already done the rock and talk, and he had another meeting, and he announced this is going to be a big announcement. So we all showed up at 2 in the afternoon, which, as you know, is not the time a morning guy wants to show up. And he announced we were going to have new envelopes and new stationery. And that was the meeting.
True. I remember. I was there.
Yeah, and Tom Ryan looked at me and said, hey, rockin' envelopes. I love it.
Oh, those were heady days. We spent so much on paper. I think we still have some boxes of that somewhere.
Well, down in that big room below where you guys are right now, you know, the big
the blue room?
The bowling alley.
Yeah, the bowling alley.
Chuck and his wife, Anita, used to do, Anita used to do karate with two instructors. I think it was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Tuesday and Thursday, whatever.
It's a multi-talented kind of room, multitasking.
And I would go down there and watch him through the crack in the door, and I was actually scared of Chuck and his wife.
So were the rest of us, Tom.
So were the rest
of us.
Right. Well, we should have been, I guess. I don't know.
Dick, you put in 5 great years on the Big 8. It was heady times. You are, of course, still, though. We should congratulate Dick.
Number one. Absolutely. Yes, right. Number.
isn't that something that the oldies station WMC ended up number one in the last book 12 plus? I mean, the whole audience, you know, the 12 to 100. So that was kind of neat. Whether it'll last or not, who knows? But it was. Yeah, we do well, fortunately.
Boy, you do better than we do in Buffalo. We're in the same 104.5, 104. What
were you? 104 one time.
Oh, am I? Oh, sorry, Dick.
It's only something. Dick Burton. Dick, thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Hope your wife is doing well.
Yeah, we're coming along.
Good stuff.
Thank you, guys.
Come see us in Buffalo. I'll get you some hot dogs.
From in.
Oh, Ted's hot dogs.
Yeah, I'll get you some of those.
Thank you, Tommy.
Good.
See you,
Dick.
Thank you, Dick.
Thanks. Joe Evans. Tommy Shannon, always a pleasure, guys. Scott Miller, thanks for coming in. Mike Kelly.
My pleasure.
Thank you for coming in from California. Bill Gable, as always, we'll play some golf next summer. Got to get you back down here.
Thanks, Charlie.
Ted Richards, thanks you for coming in. We're going to take a quick break. It's a CKLW Big 8 reunion with Scott Miller, ladies and gentlemen, live on the Big 8.
Ooh. And the hits just keep on coming.
CKLW, the Motor City.
You know, it's a real hard thing to follow two of my heroes, Teddy Bear and Brother Bill. But, you know, let me say the music says it. Remember this one?
Turning back the clock to a different era of radio, but at the same position on the dial, AM 800. Tonight's Big 8 reunion is made possible with the help of Walkerville Brewery, Healy Island Winery, the Holiday Inn Select on Huron Church, and J.D. Pranksters. More of the Big 8 reunion on CKLW. Remember this?
Well, I guess I got to do a newscast, right?
That's right.
Well, I will do it. Well, I will get my friend to do it, Gary Mellow Voice J.P. Burbank, or J.P. We'll just call him J.P. Mellow Voice, okay? Now, Randall, in this newscast, you have to know that, like, unlike what you guys do, this is going to be a nice newscast, the kind of newscast that everyone wants to hear all the time.
I still think that's impossible in Detroit.
We'll try it, okay?
Okay.
You stand by, okay? I'm getting there now, okay? It's 20 minutes before whatever hour you'd like it to be. And this is J.P. Mellow Voice, Gary Burbank, CKLW 2020 News. Hi, folks. I'm sick and tired of hearing all the rotten news, so I'm keeping with my friendly and personable manner.
CKLW!
It's the CKLW Big 8 reunion on AM 800 CKLW. I'm Charlie O'Brien. Thanks for listening. We've got a couple more hours to go. If you're out there driving around in your car, whatever state you're in, all four of them are 4 provinces, 28 states. They heard us where? Norway, too, didn't they, Big Ed Buderbaugh?
Yeah, Scandinavia everywhere.
It was a big signal, and a lot of important people made it happen. Fred Sorella's with us. You were the general manager for
about three years.
You were here when this building got built on OLED Avenue.
That's correct.
Buderbaugh was the big guy, made the big transmitter hum. Our director of engineering, you're with WJR right now, keeping those guys going super strong.
Right.
Bob Luskus here. Bob, you were a transcription operator.
Yep.
Board producer, you're the production director.
Yep.
Recently in advertising and marketing.
Yep.
And Jose Lombard, you were my board operator at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd come in, your head would be on the board console. I haven't seen you in, I think, 20 something odd years. Thanks for coming on in.
Actually, Charlie, that was me.
Was the top of your head looked the same.
Tom Ryan found it.
Tom Ryan is. Where's Tom Ryan?
He said he was.
He's wandering around. Tommy Ryan was one of my producers in the afternoon. Gary Tennis is here. Gary was a board operator. You and I worked together in the afternoon for a number of years. And Ron Foster, who is now with the
hospital.
With the hospital.
Windsor
doing some fundraising. Good to have you in, Ronnie. You were the music director on the FM for a while.
Radio.
But you were the first Big 8
board operator.
When
the format went on the air, and Paul Drew was the program director.
They wouldn't let the jocks play their own records. They wanted to make sure everything worked right. So you guys... Jose and Gary and Ron and Tommy Ryan, you guys were responsible for making us sound good, so I thank you for that.
We did.
You did.
We tried.
We wanted to have Jose wanted a moment of silence because Eddie, when they were here, they weren't allowed to have any dead air, so we're actually going to pause. Eddie, the transmitter. I mean, this signal, it's massive, 50,000 watts. It goes forever. There are only a handful of these things out there. Why was it so big? What made it just go forever?
Well, the combination of a couple of things. The directional pattern was such that we were actually putting out about 250,000 watts directly north. directly north and east, because we were sucking in the signal towards the southwest to protect a station in Mexico, which at one point in time we considered buying and simulcasting with. It was on 800 as well, but we covered the entire East Coast, and we got a number of reports from Norway and all the Scandinavian countries.
Yeah. During vacation time, guys would load up their cars in Windsor, Ontario, and head for Daytona Beach for the weekend. And you could stay inside the CKLW signal all the way to Daytona Beach if you left at about noon.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
incredible. Got to nighttime, it would still be there, and you get up in the morning at Daytona Beach, it's still on the air.
It went forever. And I mean, and that's thanks to your wizardry and genius, you came in with a lot of magical new thing. I mean, you took the signal, you broke it apart, you put it back together, you kept that thing humming, you wouldn't let anything happen to it. You shepherded it across.
We wanted to jump out at you when you turned the tuna across the dial, and everybody knew when they hit it, it was CKLW, the Big Eight.
It had that sound. What made it boom out like that? Was it the transmitter, that thing that's sitting out there?
We almost blew up the first transmitter by using this equipment. It was equipment that we designed ourselves. You couldn't buy it anywhere. It was some very specialized equipment at that time, although the industry has pretty much taken the technology and using it pretty widespread, but we had to replace the transmitter because it wouldn't take what we were putting into it. That was back in the early 70s, and I remember one night after working out there, about 3 o'clock in the morning, Bill Hennis was the program director, and we had just completed putting in some of the new equipment and listening to how loud the station was, how powerful it sounded. I went to Bill's house at 3 o'clock in the morning, knocked on the door. He came to the door in his pajamas. And I said, Bill, you got to come out. You got to listen to this. And so he got in the car, and we listened for a little while, like a couple of kids with a big grin on our face. And then he says, let's go for a drive. So we're driving all through the city of Detroit in his pajamas. We got through customs, no problem.
No security violations.
No, you couldn't do that these days. But
Fred, you were here when the building went up. But also, you want to talk the magic of listening to the radio station in the Windsor-Detroit tunnel. How did that come about, stringing that wire in there?
Started off in my honeymoon 46 years ago in the Holland Tunnel. And when I became the manager of the station, one of the first things I did was call Stu Clark in, who was the engineer at that time before we hired Ed from Washington. And I said, Stu, I'd like to put the station in the tunnel. And he never forgave me because for weeks and weeks he was crawling through that space, laying wire so it could be heard in the tunnel. And subsequent to that, of course, Ed has stolen the idea, WJR. I've received absolutely no royalties. But I just want to say very quickly, as manager of the station, it was a real privilege, and it was a very easy job because we were surrounded by pros in every area. And there's a couple of people that I really wanted to mention tonight. One of them is Alden Deal, who came in a very tough spot after Paul Drew.
Program
and,
director.
Of course, Byron, who did the news. And Rosalie, I mean, we had a bunch of pros. I likened it to the 1927 Yankees. You know, we had the team of the century at this station for many, many years.
And I agree. Thank you all for coming up for the segment. Ronnie Foster, Gary Tennis, Fred Sorrell, Ed Buderbaugh, thank you. Bob Lusk, thank you very much. And thank Jose Lombard.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Charlie O'Brien.
That was his moment. Thank you.